Welcome to The Shrinking Man Project. The Shrinking Man Project, Episode 43, Slacking.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to The Shrinking Man Project. I'm your host, Doc Coleman. Yes, I know it has been a month since the last episode. And no, I did not want to leave things this long. But I have been struggling with shifting priorities over the last month. And while I've gotten a lot of things done, this podcast has ended up sliding to the back for far too long.
Off to the scales!
But right now, I'm heading off to the scales for this week's weigh-in. And while I'm off attending to this, we have a promo for Jeff Lane's latest patio book. See you soon.
Barry Griffith doesn't know it yet, but tonight is the night fate has chosen to be the night of his death, his murder. At a gas station in the middle of nowhere, late at night, his wife Jenny appears. No car, no coat, and looking older than when he saw her last. That's because this is not the woman he received a goodbye kiss from this morning. This woman has been a widow for over 4 years and has made an impossible journey back in time to try to stop her husband's murder. Will they be able to escape the killers, or does fate only have one plan, one possible outcome, one way? From Jeff Lane, the acclaimed author of This Paper World, comes a new story of adventure, courage, and undying love. Download the podcast at jefflaneaudiobooks.com or iTunes. Don't miss the audiobook event of the year, One Way, jefflaneaudiobooks.com.
Can you go back in time and change the past? Or does destiny only point one way? Jeff Lane examines these issues in his latest patio book, One Way. Now, I love time travel stories and the amazing and confusing ways events get scrambled when you introduce time travel. I'm just starting to listen to this one, and it looks to be an interesting ride.
The Weigh-In.
This week, my weight is up to 304 pounds from 303 pounds last week. During the past month or so, my weight has been bouncing up and down. It has seemed very hard for me to gain any traction with my weight loss. I think I'm doing well, but then I have a bad day and I end up taking shortcuts. And each time I slack off, I gain weight.
The week in review.
My health has been good, but my stress levels have been way up. Work has kicked into high gear, and my work days have been packed to the gills. Meetings every day, reports, briefings. The worst part is when someone asks me what I've done, and I don't know what to tell them. I've been an active participant in moving the work of my team forward, but it is hard to point to anything that I've done on my own instead of as part of the team. And with midpoint reviews coming up, they always discard the work you do as part of a team. It's weird when you think about it. In school, they teach you to do your own work, but in the workplace, you need to be a team player. But if you are a team player, you have nothing to show for the work that you've done, because they never recognize the individual's contributions to the team. So, you've got nothing you could point to show that you've been working your butt off and deserve a raise, recognition, or even a promotion. You bust your butt, and you get called a slacker. Of course, when it comes to exercise, I've been feeling like a slacker. I've been working so hard at work, some days I find it difficult to muster the energy to work out when I come home. One week I'll get in all my exercises, and the next I'll only get in 2 exercises. The week before last, I ended up only getting in 3 exercises. And then last week, I was on my 2nd exercise when I pulled something into my leg, and that put me out for the week. My leg is healing fine, and I'll be back to exercising after this rest week. The real issue here is that I'm not managing my rest as well as I should be. I'm staying up too late at night and getting up too early in the morning to go to work. I can do that for a day or two, but then I need to get more rest. I come back from work and I nap. Then I get up for dinner and I end up staying up too late again. If I can manage my rest, I should be able to get back into my exercise routine again. I've also been thinking that it might be time to change up my exercise a bit. I've been walking for my exercise, which is a good cardio workout. Lately, I've been thinking that I should begin to look at some strength-building exercises. I've been thinking of taking up Tai Chi, a martial art that focuses on balance and fitness instead of self-defense. There are a few places in my area that have Tai Chi classes. I'm trying to figure out if I can fit it into my budget and my lifestyle. My food has been off and on over the past 4 weeks. I've managed to gain more focus lately. I'm really trying to get my eating back under control. I've tried to increase some of the variety in my diet. There are plenty of good foods out there. I just need to make a place for them in my diet. I am still struggling with getting the first draft of The Perils of Prague completed. A good part of that has been because I've been working on the short story for the anthology I mentioned in the last episode. I can now reveal that the anthology I'm going to be in is T. Morris and Philippa Ballantyne's Tales from the Archives, Volume 2. I am thrilled to be in this anthology, and I hope that everyone enjoys my contribution to the Ministry of Peculiar Occurrences. We're in the process of editing the audio right now, so it hasn't been scheduled quite yet. As soon as that is wrapped up, it's back to Prague. Balticon approaches apace, and somehow I've got to find time to get ready for it, too. I've managed to make one contribution to the con already. I noticed that there weren't any current promos for Balticon, and I contacted Paul Fisher of the Balticon podcast about making some. With the help of several of my fellow podcasters, and my lovely wife with her mad audio editing skills, we put together 11 new promos for Balticon. And I'll be playing one of them at the end of this episode as a bonus promo.
Lessons learned.
Pace yourself. I've been burning out by attempting too much at once. I need to pace myself and move from one project to the next, keeping my stress level in control.
Moving forward.
Take it easy. I need to take proper time to relax and to get my sleep. I need to pace myself, but not lose sight of my goal, and I need to relax enough that I don't need to slack at all.
The word from you.
We actually have some feedback for this episode. Over on the Fans of the Shrinking Man Project, some folks commented on episode 42, Gotta Get Out There. Val Griswold Ford posted, Doc, I really like the format with you walking. If you do this every time, it would be awesome. Or maybe not every time, but more often. It really hits home that you're doing more than just talking about losing weight, you know? Nuchis also commented, I like the walking format. One way to stay on topic would be to have your task list on your iPhone? Just bullet points, not a full script. Also, do you have an H2? I'm curious about what the sound differences might be. Well, thanks for the input, ladies. I don't know that I'm going to be doing an on-the-move recording for all of my episodes. I'm not doing one for this one, obviously, but I can see doing a walking episode when I'm talking about exercise in some way. To answer Nutty's question, I have an H1 and an H2. I started off the podcast using the H1, but now I record most episodes with my H2. Last episode was recorded using the memo function on my iPhone. I think if I'm going to do more walking episodes, I'm going to see about getting a lavalier mic to use with my H1 to record. I may even pre-record my talking points so that I can have that in my ears while I'm walking and talking. Nuchis goes on, awesomely done. And the show makes me ask you to cover a topic. How do you deal with gaming night? For me, this is tricky as I game at someone else's house every other Saturday. Snacking is a part of gaming, and while for me it's easy to avoid the drinking as I don't drink much and am always the DD, the snacking is killing me. The last 2 weeks I brought carrots and hummus, and that has helped. I also popped my own popcorn and brought it over. But alas, the popcorn was so good it was all gone before we started rolling the dice and everyone else's snacks were calling to me. I think bringing veggies like carrots, beans, and cucumbers is going to be helpful, but it's still hard to be around the chips and dip. Great question, Nutty. I also have to deal with avoiding snacks at gaming. You've already hit on a big way to stack the deck in your favor. Bring your own healthy snacks. Another way to help deal with this is to exercise before you go to gaming. This won't keep you from snacking, but it will get your metabolism ramped up and your body will burn the snacks instead of storing them. Part of the problem is that snacking during gaming is more of a compulsive behavior. If it was a real hunger reaction, you could beat it by eating before gaming so that you're already full and not so hungry. That will work for some people, but for the rest of us, it just means that we'll be eating more food, not less. Probably the best general tactic is to delay the gaming snacks instead of telling yourself that you can't have them. Bring healthy snacks for yourself. Things like grapes, a large salad, air-popped popcorn. Something that you can have a lot of for very little calories. Just remind yourself that you can have the chips and dip, but only after you finish your healthy snacks. Give everyone else at the table as much time as possible to gobble down the unhealthy snacks first. If you're lucky, they'll eat it all. Just make sure that you don't gobble down your healthy snacks to get to the junk. And if the main munch at your gaming session is chips and dip, avoid the dip by bringing salsa. Salsa is usually a good food for most diets, especially if it is fresh salsa. Bring a spoon so you don't have to eat a chip for each bite of salsa.
Hi, Key here. Another way to keep yourself from reaching for the snacks is to keep your hands occupied. This can be done by knitting, crocheting, or do some other small craft at the table while you are gaming. I have found that this works quite well, and I have several other friends who have done this as well to keep control of their food when they're trying to keep on a diet. So hopefully that will be something that could work for you.
Gaming is such a social activity, it can be hard to realize that your eating is going off the deep end. I know. I just had gaming night last night, and I'm pretty sure that it's a big contributor to this week's game. John Vicarza also noted that it helps to drink lots of water. This will reduce the desire to eat and help flush things through your system. And it occurs to me that things like sugar-free popsicles might also help with this. After all, you can't eat popsicles too fast. You get brain freeze. And over on the blog, I got a comment from Nathan Lowell, who shared some insights into his setup and his methods for talking on my morning walk. It's pretty much podcast or geek talk, so if you're interested, you can find it in the comments on the blog. But I am glad to have Nathan listening and following along on the fan page. And it's nice to know that he thinks that my podcast is cool. And, well, that's about it for now. I'll try to put another episode together before Balticon. And of course, for those of you who will be at Balticon, we will have a big panel for another live recording of The Shrinking Man Project. be sure to join us. So if you'd like to give me feedback, you can leave comments on the blog at theshrinkingmanproject.com, or you can email me at doc@theshrinkingmanproject.com, or leave a voicemail at 240-745-5022, or head on over to Facebook and join the gang at The Fans of the Shrinking Man Project. Feel free to follow me on Twitter at Scalesley, that's spelled S-C-A-L-E-S-L-E-A. If you have a podcast, please send me your promo so I can feature it on future episodes. Please leave a review on iTunes or Podcast Alley. Reviews help people find the podcast. Please tell your friends about the Shrinking Man Project. If you like the podcast and want to support the production and hosting of future episodes, please feel free to leave something in the tip jar on the website. Above it all, have a good week. Keep losing that weight. I'll talk to you next time. Have a good one. Bye-bye. This podcast is copyright 2012 by The Shrinking Man Project. All rights reserved. The Shrinking Man Project is distributed and licensed under a Creative Commons, Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 3.0 United States license. That means you're welcome to pass it around, but you can't claim that it's yours, you can't charge money for it, and you can't make changes to the podcast. The Shrinking Man Project is a Swimming Cat Studios production. For more information and show notes, go to theshrinkingmanproject.com. What are you doing for Memorial Day weekend this year?
I've got the best working vacation planned ever.
I'll be sitting on a panel talking about social media promotion.
I am hanging out with my friends from all over the country and even across the globe.
I'm hitting up several of the writing panels. Anything that involves superpowers, but also that gritty sci-fi thriller vibe.
I am going to be hanging out with the largest collection of podcasters in America.
I'm probably going to kill someone.
Sigler! No! Bad author! Bad!
There will be at least one writing morning at the nearby Panera. I hear it's where all of the cool folks go for coffee.
I am spreading myself far too thin and going on both a podcasting track and the literary track.
So, where am I spending this amazing weekend?
At Balticon.
I'm going to 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 Balticon. Shouldn't you be going too? That's Balticon, the Maryland Regional Science Fiction and Fantasy Convention, held Memorial Day weekend each year. For more information, go to balticon.org.
Hi, this is Sue Taliaferro, perhaps better known as the Bright-Eyed Dyer. I create hand-dyed yarn. What does that have to do with the podcast you're listening to? Not a damn thing. Unless, of course, you or someone you love is a yarnaholic. I've created specially dyed skeins of yarn where the colors were inspired by podcasters, writers, and artists who will be attending Balticon, including John Miro, Nathan Lowell, Scott Sigler, and Paul Cooley. So if you love podcast fiction and have a yarnaholic in your life, get them some Balticon yarn and maybe they'll make something geeky and cool for you. Go to dyedbrighthere.blogspot.com for details on how to order, and I'll see you at Balticon.
The week... I can't, thanks. Jeff Lane examines these issues in his latest... Some days I find it hard to muster... I can't. It can be hard to realize that your gaming is going off. Let's try that again. And it's a purring kitten. Hi. That's more purring cat sound. Hello. Hi, Kent. Why are you here purring in the recording? And bloopers after that promo. Although, I don't think I had too many bloopers. Oh, well.